Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Nahum chapter 1, we were taught that as soon as we are saved, we should start pursuing the will of God for us. Listen closely as we take up there today.
Foundation for the Bible.
Now, whatever God does for us, it will always, always, always be for our good. For example, in Romans 8:28, it says, and we know, and let me just stop there before I read the rest of the verse. Do you know? Do you know what it's going to say here? Do you know? Do you understand the concept here? Do you understand the full impact? And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. Now, do we love God for only His benefits? He says, all things we do, and He says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. My friend, do you know and do God's purpose for your life? You see, a lot of us like to quote Ephesians 2:8-9, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Now, those great verses and talks about the salvation that was purchased for us. But too often we stop there and we don't read verse 10. It says, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. You see, if you're saved, God already had a will for you, even from the foundation of the world. When you got saved, the next step was to pursue the will of God for your life. And you don't. You're one of those that will be saved so as by fire, and you'll be ashamed at His appearing. I was sharing, I think, on this broadcast and with some friends of mine some time ago, that I can remember being in a classroom. And the teacher, and this was in high school, and the teacher said the best paper in the class was Bloom's. Man, my chest was sticking out way big, you know, and I thought, man, look at that. I wrote this paper, and all those A students, all those honor roll students, all those students that had the great grades, and here I'm just old Mr. Average, and they helped did all of them. He said, the best paper of all was Andy Bloom. He says, but he got a C minus. And, you know, he just deflated me as soon as he had inflated me. And he says, the grammar in this thing was so horrible that I could not give it any higher grade than I gave. Okay, now, truth of the matter is, he graded that paper on content as well as grammar. It had the content better than anyone else, but it didn't have the grammar. Okay. I was graded on all of it, not just the part that I did well on. I was graded on all of it, and it came up so, so short. And so I didn't fulfill the purpose, the entire purpose of the paper. And my friend, God has a purpose for our lives. And just like that day in class, I was ashamed. I was embarrassed. I think a lot of us are going to be ashamed and embarrassed at the appearing of Jesus Christ, as 1 John chapter 2, verse 28 so well points out. Now, we say that knowing this, that the Lord is good. The Lord is good. And that speaks of His person. As a matter of fact, in your mind, put three bold exclamation points after that statement. The Lord is good, especially in His person. Okay? Because after that statement, you see that the very person of God, who He is good. He is what we would call goodness personified. Absolute. Pure. No error. His love is great. But He's not a doormat. My friend, Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords, and He is coming back. Now, I'm going to go back to this later in verse 7, or maybe in verse 8, maybe, but I want to read right now for you Revelation chapter 19, verses 11 through 21, because we have people that make Jesus Christ a pacifist God. They make Him a doormat and so many other things, but I want you to see that when He comes back, He will destroy, He will judge, and He'll set up a righteous kingdom for 1,000 years, and He'll rule it with a rod of iron. But listen to Revelation chapter 19, verse 11 through 21. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. By the way, let me just say this. The Bible is the written word. Jesus is the living word, and there's no contradiction between the two. But let's go on, verse 14 of Revelation 19. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations. He'll only have to speak, my friend. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he that treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and the wrath of Almighty God, and he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, Come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God, that ye may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sat on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth, and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat upon the horse, and against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that had worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth. And all the fowls were filled with their flesh. And that word filled there has the idea they were gorged. They were gorged. There was so much of it. Well, my friend, you say, well, that sure doesn't sound like a good God. Oh, no, He's good because He's holy. He did that because He's a holy God. And He gave a warning. He gave warning after warning. But yet, what happens on that day that He returns has a result. And see the result of that rule with a rod of iron, because it's going to be a righteous kingdom when He comes back. And it's going to be for 1,000 years in which He rules with that rod of iron. And how's that rule going to go? In Isaiah chapter 11, verses 6 through 10, it tells us, the wolf shall also dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together. and a little child shall lead them. Now, a little child can't lead those kind of animals today, can they? And the cow and the bear shall feed their young ones, shall lie down together. And the lion shall eat straw like the ox. And the sucking child shall play on the hole of the asp. A child still nursing shall play upon the hole of the asp. And the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice's den. And they shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, and as the waters cover the sea. And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. To it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious. I remember years ago listening to a radio station. Christian radio wasn't really in this area, and I was listening to it more like of a talk type radio station, and this jockey there was interviewing a preacher, and the preacher told him about this coming day and about this time of the millennium. And after the interview was over and the preacher evidently had left, the disc jockey just busted out laughing. He said, "I'm sorry, people." And he just kept laughing real hard. He says, "To think that a lion's going to eat straw, and the children can play with the snake and the lamb and the leopard together, you know," and he just made fun of it. Well, you see, he doesn't understand the power of God. He doesn't know the power of God and the changes that he will make. And because he lacked a new nature, his old carnal nature lacked the ability to comprehend what that preacher had just told him from the Word of God. His ignorance, which the Bible calls it ignorance, to be without Christ, was very manifest. Now, again, God is good because his very person is good. There's people in the world today who try to make God a bad man if hell is a real place. Some have called the God of the Old Testament a bully. And my friend, I shouldn't giggle at that, but rather be sad, because those people, if they don't repent and get right with God, will rule those words. They'll rue those words one day in eternity. Now, God is not only good in his person, but a second thing I want you to see is that he is also good in what he does for us. We're told that he is a stronghold in the day of trouble. Now, that word day, as it appears here, is speaking of a period of time. For example, we may speak of Hall of Fame athletes. We say, in their day, they did such and such a thing, and we speak in superlatives of them.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible says.